see you again. You look amazing, by the way.
I'm like on this side. No, yeah, there,
no, you're fine. You're fine. You're, we're good. We're good. We're good. Becky, I got to ask you. So first of all, I am loving this look, but this isn't the only look you've been pulling off. You have been pulling off good looks week after week after week. So my question to you is, where is the inspiration coming from for all of these looks?
Sometimes it's, that looks wild. Let me wear that. And then sometimes my boy Troy, King Troy, will be like, hey, this is a look. And then I'll be like, oh, that is a look. And so then we'll wear the look. And then just sometimes I'm just Googling wacky freaking outfits at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God. There was one week where you had like this black getup with those killer boots and you were sitting down on a chair cutting a promo. And I was like, she is screaming Lady Gaga vibes.
Ah, yeah. Gaga. Ooh la la. Yeah. I know the one. That was just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think everything I want futuristic, man. Man, I'm a trendsetter, global trendsetter, as wacky and crazy as we can make it.
Do you have any fashion icons?
Now that you say it, maybe Lady Gaga, hell yeah.
I was going to say, I see the resemblance in some of the looks, which drives me nuts, by the way, because I love it so much.
She's awesome. Yeah. What a talent.
I got it. Okay, so you're pulling off all of these different looks, but I do want to know as well, because you sort of bring in like different stuff, but I feel like everybody always has like a favorite item, a go-to accessory that they just love to like, that they're kind of like weak in the knees for. Is there any color or any sort of thing that you're just like, I need that, I'm guilty for that, I want it?
Oh, maybe metallic, like a metallic silver, just anything that reminds me of space.
Yes.
Yeah, space. Okay. I'm into space.
I love it. Into space. So, Becky, one of the things that I have to talk to you about, obviously, considering that we're here for WrestleMania weekend, Bianca Belair, you two have been absolutely just going at it. And I got to tell you, I know there's a million matches, you know, happening at WrestleMania. I think you guys are the ones that I am most looking forward to. So what has it been like to kind of, you know, build the story up with Bianca Belair and put this all together, you know, to culminate at WrestleMania?
It's been awful. It's been awful. I just wish she would go away. I beat you in 26 seconds, and now you're coming for me when I've already beaten you. And I've beaten her several times. I beat her at Extreme Rules. Sasha ruined that. But then I beat her at Crown Jewel in a triple threat, and then I beat her on Raw. I beat her already, and now she came at me. She scarred my body. She crushed my throat. She caught my hair. So now it's there's a lot going on. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of hostility. It wasn't personal before. Now it's personal. And I'm feeling pretty freaking dangerous.
It's definitely personal. So I have to ask you, what would it mean to you to retain the title and defeat somebody like the likes of Bianca Belair?
Oh, it would just confirm all of my beliefs in myself that I am the greatest, that I am the best to ever do this, that nobody can beat me. I'm unstoppable. The world is my oyster and I'm going to retire with this on my shoulder. This is my identity. This is everything that I am. This is all that I've known. This is how I've built myself. Around this title, me and this title were synonymous. Without this title, I don't know what this title would become. I don't know what I would become. I don't think I want to find out. I don't think anybody needs to find out. I think it would be very, 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 very bad for everybody to find out what would happen with me without this title, which thankfully that's not going to happen.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited to see this match. Thank you so much, Becky, for chatting with me, and good luck and enjoy the rest of WrestleMania. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.